This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
All right, we got some breaking news.
Yeah. We had some mildly breaking news a little bit ago, and then this is even more breaking news.
Well, let's start. I'm a bad news first guy.
Bad news first?
I'm a bad news first guy.
Right. Nicole Auerbach has reported that the four teams from the American Athletic Conference, UTSA, Tulane, Memphis, and USF, are going to remain and have recommitted to the American Athletic Conference, which takes four teams off the table for the Pac-12.
Yep. You know what? In full honesty here,
it's probably better.
I talked about this. This was stupid as it was because the gains that they would get television-wise were going to be
minimal,
very small. The expenses that would be incurred to join the Pac-12 would be massive. Because you're not just making this move in football, because the AAC would say, oh, yeah, cool, take a hike. So what you're going to have is all of your sports would have to come out west. We've talked about this with the Big Ten, right? Oh, my gosh, what are they going to do with all the travel? Those travel expenses are going to be through the roof. Yeah, well, now do it with a quarter of the money, right?
Good luck.
Didn't make sense.
No.
So that was always the head scratcher to me is, all right, so if the Big Ten is making $100 million a year and you're saying these expenses are going to be through the roof, what are you going to do with $20 million a year? At its highest valuation, $20 million a year for the TV revenue. How do you make that work? Very difficult, right? So they say, nah. Thanks, but no thanks. UTSA is a little bit of an outlier there. But what we're seeing now is the Mountain West is going to be dead.
Yeah.
The Mountain West is going to be dead because we heard this last week. Air Force was kicking the tires on the AAC. Okay. And now the Pac-12 has to focus its sights back west. Here's where the good breaking news comes in.
Brett McMurphy has now reported that Gonzaga is leaving the West Coast Conference to join the Pac-12. They still need two more football members by 2026, but Gonzaga, even without a football team, will receive a full conference revenue share in the Pac-12, and this is the Pac-12 turning into a pretty damn viable basketball
conference. They're going the Big 12 route. They're doing what the Big 12 did, which is saying, all right, if we can't farm our land in the world of football, we are going to build up with as many good football programs as we can, but we're going to try to be elite in basketball. And for Gonzaga, this makes sense because not only are you getting full revenue share, which will be a bigger slice of the pie than what you get in the West Coast Conference, but San Diego State played for a national championship recently. Boise State has been in the NCAA tournament as anywhere from like that 7 to 10 range, but consistently good as a basketball school.
Oregon State 4 years ago was in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, and they're a bit of a roller coaster, but you get yourself, so in Colorado State as well, has been in that 7 to 10 line range in the NCAA tournament. You are upgrading top to bottom basketball-wise. Yeah. Where did Paul George go to school?
Fresno State.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
Even though, that is so weird.
He's from Fresno.
I know, but it's...
Well, stayed local.
It is just weird that Fresno State, you think, should have a more prominent basketball
program. I mean, they pop up every now and then. The same thing with San Diego State. You know, the Kawhi Leonards of the world, these...
But at least they played for national championships and been to Final Fours, and they got a damn good program. You look at that for Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah.
This makes sense for Gonzaga. Because when BYU left the West Coast Conference for the Big 12, they were taking a look around the room going,
it's just us.
Where does our strength of schedule come from? Now they upgrade that.
St. Mary's can't be it every year.
No, they really can't. In every decade, you know, a combination of San Francisco, San Diego,
Pepperdine
being good. You can't just be like, maybe.
No.
And look, so it's an upgrade.
Your bees get a nice little campus and everything, but they just get absolutely stuffed in a locker by Gonzaga year after year.
Yeah. So this is that's good for the Pac-12. It is a desperation move to give a basketball-only school a full revenue share, though. But this is where they're at. And
if you're going to give it to somebody, give it. It's not like Gonzaga's kind of like, oh, they're kind of like, no, Gonzaga is a national basketball powerhouse. This is like giving UConn a full basketball, a full share. Even though they have a football team, let's not pretend like they do.
But they also have back-to-back national championships.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they're on that.
It's as good as they could get on the West Coast.
Yeah.
It's as good as they could get on the West Coast. And now you look at, all right, where do the sights turn for the Pac-12? Because they do need two more football members mm-hmm. to actually be a football conference. They're still searching for three members, though. They need three because what they want to do is have, at a minimum of nine teams, mm-hmm. because eight gives you seven conference games. And you're having to have five non-conference games every year. So you want to get to that threshold of the SEC, eight conference games.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get to nine member institutions, you can do that. They want to get three more. They need two more. And I think all signs are pointing to UNLV, Nevada, Reno. And look, Mountain West fans, if you're out there.
Hold on.
This is a collapse of your conference. Mm-hmm. Because Air Force, they're going to take a look at the room, go deuces. And I think this is what the Pac-12 is banking on, is that things fall apart. Air Force sees a writing on the wall. They do what Colorado did with the Big 12 back in 2010. Mm-hmm. And they say, we're going to preemptively jump this thing. We're going to go to the AAC. You have then, it's kind of a waiting game on who moves first.
Yeah.
And as the Mountain West starts to crumble, the AAC, with this announcement today that Nicole Auerbach has fortified itself. And now you go, all right, we're going to start peeling them off and we'll see which teams go. And like, unfortunately for Wyoming, Hawaii, mm-hmm. New Mexico, this is a really tough spot to be in for those schools, because who's going to want you? And I don't think the Pac-12 really wants Hawaii because of how far that travel is. I mean, that's a monumental travel.
And the San Jose States of the world, which play in a massive market and gave Washington State a hell of a game this weekend.
Hell yeah, they did.
But, you know, they just, for whatever reason, that's a weird one to me.
Hmm.
Playing, you know, being in the Bay and being in a major media market and having a large campus and having a large enrollment and still not really mattering.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think of it. UNLV in Nevada, Reno, they lose. If they bolt, does the Pac-12 go after Utah State? Because if you think of basketball and football combination, I mean, well, Danny Sprinkle did really well at Utah State, and then he bolted up to UW this past year. Do you go Utah State? I mean, here's the schools that would be left. If UNLV and Nevada, Reno, and look, here's the big problem with that. Pac-12's got to pay that buyout.
Mm-hmm.
And
unless somehow the Mountain West dissolves and then it becomes a free-for-all, and maybe that's what they wait for. I don't think that happens.
But then it's a staring contest with the AAC and how bad they want Air Force, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's your remaining schools: San Jose State, Hawaii, Utah State, Wyoming, New Mexico.
That's tough.
Which one do you take?
God, New Mexico?
No. I don't touch them with the 10-foot
pole. Don't want the Lobos. They're bad.
On basketball, they're not.
I think
historically.
I think you probably take Utah State. I think you probably take Utah State.
I think it's a coin toss between those two.
They're better in the long run, although the Lobos are really fun to watch because their defense is bad, but their offense is good.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it solely from a basketball perspective.
But and that's where you kind of you have to reframe it. But then you go basketball and then football combined. Like if you take the basketball program, all right, in Utah State, in New Mexico, historically has been better. Mm-hmm. But their football program is in the dregs.
Yes.
Like, they are bottom
feeders.
They're
probably the 10 worst teams in the country.
I would say so. They've been outscored 179 to 110 this year, and that includes a loss to Montana State.
They're really fun games to watch, though, because chaos happens. I watched the game on True TV on Saturday night. One, I'm really
Get
cool.
Help.
Two, it was so much fun. Me and the dog, we just watched. It's great.
Yeah, but this is big news for the Pac-12. Bad news, Texas, San Antonio, Memphis, and Tulane are saying, thanks, no thanks. We are going to stay in the American Athletic Conference. And good news, Brett McMurphy of the Action Network, who, look, Brett McMurphy may not be at ESPN anymore. He is at the forefront of all things conference realignment. He is reporting that Gonzaga is leaving the WCC for the Pac-12. Bum, bum,
wild.
Bum. Nicole Auerbach has followed up. The report stating that Gonzaga is headed to the Pac-12 is not accurate. Sources told the discussion tells NBC Sports. Both sides have had and are having serious conversations, but nothing has been agreed upon by the parties at this point.
That's somebody... Remember this happened last time and everybody's like, oh, McMurphy got it wrong. And it was like, and in the long run, he was right.
Yeah.
This is McMurphy's source. It's probably somebody quite literally at the very top. And they're saying it's done.
Well, yeah. Now you have The Athletic and Chris Vanini is saying this seems like a little bit of damage control here.
Yeah. They didn't want it out yet.
McMurphy has been nails on a lot of these things, though.
Yeah. If I'm going to stake money on this, I'm going to go with Brett.
Dude, what if McMurphy torpedoes a deal with this, though?
Oof. I mean,
we've seen it happen before.
The only thing that this is probably trying to preempt is that Gonzaga has multiple basketball deals.
Right now, Ross Dellinger, Air Force, has committed to remaining in the Mountain West Conference. See, all of this is just coming down the pipeline in
a hurry. Yeah, staring contest. Everybody, Brett started this, and it's just going to roll.
Like, that was literally a minute ago. Yeah. Ross Dellinger just tweeted that out. This is crazy. Something tells me when the dust settles.
Gonzaga's in the Pac-12.
Yeah, boy. All right. Well, what a wild time. This is why breaking news is so hard to follow right now, mm-hmm. because something that is reported, this is happening. You get the Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. And now you sit there and you go, where's the Pac-12 go from here? All right. Well, that was a wild segment.
Okay.
Here we are.
I love adjusting to the on the fly.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the 3-0 teams in the NFL. We got four teams that are 3-0. Buffalo Bills can improve to 3-0 tonight with a win in Monday Night Foosball. And that would be five 3-0 teams across the NFL. Which one's the most surprising? That after Big Will Betts with SportsCenter.